So let's review. The Gemara continues with the 8 incidents that pertain to Lefroya be'edim, to pay in front of Edim, 4 of which are taught in this daf. Afatzi, Ahuda amalei lechavrei, havli shis meya zuzi de mesiknemach, amalei v'loi praticha meya kavi afatzi de kaimi b'shita shita. The Malva claimed 600 zuz, and the Leva claimed that he paid 100 kav of afatzim at the rate of 6 zuz per kav, for a total of 600 zuz. Amalei lav, barbar bahava kaimi. The Malva claimed, however, that the price at the time was 4 zuz per kav, and the Leva therefore still owes 200 zuz. Two Edom confirmed this, but the Leva claimed that he also paid the remaining 200 zuz with something else. In this case, Rava ruled that the Leva is chayv because hoch ze kafen. The Edom confirmed that he was a liar regarding the price of hafatzim. And even though in the previous incident Rava held loy hoch ze kafen, because kol milsa de lirama led the inish lava daite, the Leva did not need to remember all the details of the payment. However, katsusa de tara mitka tchiri inchi. People do remember the market price. Sitroi. Ahud amale lechavri havli meya zuzi de mesiknebach v'hashtara amale praticha. The Malva claimed a loan of 100 zuz recorded in the shtar, and the Leva claimed that he already paid it. Amale hanu sitroininu. The Malva responded that the Leva's payment was for another debt and not for this loan. Rav Nachman held the Leva's pater because isra shtara. Since the Malva admitted that the Leva paid him, the shtar is weakened and the Malva cannot claim sitroininu. While Rav Papa held that the Leva is chayiv because lo isra shtara. The shtar is not weakened and the Malva can claim sitroininu. The Gemara, however, mentions and explains a second incident in which Rav Papa ruled otherwise. Ule Rav Papa, maishna mahuda amale lechavri havli meya zuzi dem siknebach v'hashtara. And the Leva claimed, lava turi yahavesli v'asis vasives amaschasa v'kabili zuzach. You loaned me the money to buy oxen and split the profits of the meat, and you sat in the meat market and accepted your money. To which the Malva responded, hanu sitroininu. In this case, Rav Papa ruled isra shtara, and the Malva cannot claim sitroininu, because hasim kivin dukama aturi yahavesli umituri shaklis isra shtara. Since the Malva admitted that the loan was only for meat and accepted payment from the profits of the meat sold, it's apparent the payment was for the loan and not for another debt. The Gemara concludes with Hilchas Isra Shtara that makes the following distinction. Only if the Leva paid the Malva in front of Edom, but he did not take back the document, the Malva cannot claim Sitroininu. If the Leva paid the Malva in private, the Malva can claim Sitroninu because he has a migui in that he could have presented a superior claim that the Leva did not pay at all, for which he would be believed. Instead, he made an inferior claim that the Leva did pay, but it was for another loan, therefore we accept his claim. The Leva told the Malva that he will be believed whenever he claims that the Leva did not pay. And then the Leva paid him in front of Edom. Abai Barabba held the Leva's chayef because Hohemni. He agreed that the Malva was to be believed. While Rav Papa held the Leva's pater because Nehi Dehemni Tfei Menavshe Tfei Mesahadi Mehemni, he did not agree for the Malva to be believed against two Edom. Kibay Trey. Ahud Amalei Lechavri Mehemnesli Kibay Trey Kol Emes De Amris Loi Parano. Ozlapari Ba'apit Lasa. The Leva told the Malva that he would be believed like two Edom whenever he claims that the Leva did not pay. And then the Leva paid him in front of three Edom. Rav Papa held the Leva's pater because kibay trei hemni kibay t'lasa loy hemni. The Malva is considered only like two Edom and is not believed against three Edom. While Rav Hun Rebbe Yeshua held the Leva's chayim because meya kitrei betrei kimeya. There's no difference between two Edom or 100 Edom. However, vi amali kibay t'lasa v'ozl pari ba'api be'arba kivin nachas ladeyas nachas ladeyas. If the Leva said the Malva is to be believed like three Edom and he then paid him in front of four Edom, all agree the Leva's pater because since the Leva specified more than the normal amount of Edom, his intention was for the Malva to be believed only like three people, but not like four people. Misha concludes with Einish Boina Tainis Chershayt V'Katan. One does not become liable to make a Shvuas Moed V'Miktzis to a deaf, mute, or insane person or a minor because the Pasuk states Ki Yitin Ishel Re'ehu Kesav Kalim Lishmar. The word Ish excludes a katan and teaches Ein Nesinis Katan Klum. A katan or other mentally incompetent person has no claim. However, avonish boyin likatan or lehektish. One does make a shvuah for a katan or hektish. The Gemara asks, "Well, amit reisha einish boyin altainis shait to bekatan." The Gemara explains that the sefer refers to when bebub betainis aviv. In this case, the katan's claim is for his father's loan, and there was a nesinas ish. And the Mishnah's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the following price. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov oimer pa'amim sha'adam nishbal tainis atzmai. Rabbi ben Yaakov says there are times in which one is mechuyev shvuah through his own claim as well. Ketzad, omalei mona lavicha biyadi v'chaltiv pras, harizan nishba. As in the case of a Levi who tells his friend, I borrowed a sum of money from your father, but I already paid part of it. He's mechuyah shvua, and as a moed b'miktzis, even through his own claim, and the tainus katan is not worse than the tainus atzmai. The chacham disagree and say that he does not make a shvua for tainus atzmai or tainus katan, and is considered like someone who is returning a lost item in which he is pata mishvua. The Gemara explains that the machlekes is based on the reasoning for shvuas moed b'miktzis, as Rabbi explains. Chazaka ain't odem meis pun of befnei bal chayvim. There is a chazaka, an assumption that a levi does not have the audacity to make a total denial in the presence of the malva because he benefited from the malva. Therefore, a kaifer akol is considered a truthful denial and is pata mishvua. However, when he is made to be miktzis, it's assumed that he wants to be made to be kula, admit to the entire claim, because chazaka ain't odem meis pun of. But since he cannot repay the entire loan, he admits to a part of it. Keiched elashtamet le. He wants to evade the malva to gain some time, and he reckons that when he has money, he will repay the rest. Therefore, the Torah obligates the levi to swear to compel him to admit the entire amount. And the machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Yaakov says that chazaka eino demeiz panav applies to both the malva and his son, the katan, who inherits the loan. Therefore, shvuas moed makes the supplies. The Rabban disagree and say that Chazaka Einon Meiz Panav applies only to the Malva, but does not apply to his son, the cotton. Therefore, Shavuos Moed B'Miktzis does not apply. The Gemara explains, however, in the Reish of HaMishnah, Mana La'aba B'Yadcha, Ein Lecha B'Yadei El'Chamishim Dinner, Pater B'Mnei Shemesh V'Beiduhu, in this case, even according to Rabbi Lez Binyakov, the Nitva is Pater, because the Lo'i Oma Barili, the son was not certain about his father's claim. However, in the Sefer regarding Amon Nishba and the Katan, the Amon Barili, the son was certain about his father's claim. The Gemara offers a different explanation for the ruling in the Sefer. Amon Nishba and the Katan ul-Hektish, as Shmuel explains, one does make a Shavua for a claim against a Katan or against Hektish. One cannot extract money from a Katan or Hektish unless he swears. Zak the Mishnah, Ve'elad Vam She'en Nishba and Alein, Havadim Ashtores Vakakois Vakdeshes. One does not make a Shavua for a claim regarding a servant, a loan document, land, or Hektish. Shimon says regarding Hektish, it depends. For Hektish, for which the owner is responsible, such as a neder, one must make a shvua because it is considered his own and not Hektish. But for Hektish, for which the owner is not responsible, such as a nedava, one does not make a shvua because it is considered Hektish. The Mishnah continues, Havadim ashtar sakakoyz vaktashis einlan tashlumi kefil, v'lei tashlumi abba v'chamisha. If any of these four items were stolen, the ganav pays only keren, the principal, but he is not obligated to pay kefil, a double amount, nor does he pay dal behei, four or five times the value, if he then slaughtered or sold it. As the Gemara explains, regarding kefil, the pasuk first states al kol dvar pesha, a klal, an inclusive word. Then al sharas al charmor al se al salma, a prat, an exclusive word. And then al kol aveda shayemer, a second klal. Therefore we have a klal, uprat, uklal. Iatadon el kein a prat. The klal expands the prat and includes other pratim that are similar to the prat, but does not include pratim that are different than the prat. Therefore, ma'a prat davar metaltal gufi mammon, of kol davar metaltal gufi mammon. The isur gazel applies only to movable objects, which also have inherent value. Yatsu karkois, she'im metaltlin, this excludes land which is not movable, and avodim shehukshu likarkois, servants who are compared to land, and shtaris, she'avabisha metaltlin, in gufi mammon, loan documents because they have no inherent value. And the pasuk concludes, Yishalm Shnaim L'Re'eyu, the word Re'eyu excludes Re'eyu B'lei Hektish, and Einlen Tashlum Abba V'Chamisha, because Tashlum Abba V'Chamisha Merachmana B'lei Tashlum Yishleisha Barba. One can only be liable for a Knas that amounts to Dalad Behei, but not for a Knas that would amount to only Gimel V'Dalad, since there is no Kefil amount.